Thank you for joining the Faith Church Podcast. Connect with us on social media to receive daily inspiration by searching at Your Faith Church on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Get live streaming notifications, receive daily encouragement, and stay up to date on the latest information. Follow, like, and subscribe today.
I'm so glad to see all y'all today because we had this great night, Friday night, hence the dress. If this is your first time at Faith Church, we're not this fancy. We're not, but we had this night, we had this Dream Team Gala. The Dream Team is the people who serve at Faith Church. They've been filled up, so they pour out. They've had their life changed, so they're invested in changing lives. And those folks who serve 52 hours in the year from September to September, so that's like, what, 1 hour a week, or they work on a project for a bunch of hours, they get an invitation, we go out somewhere, we buy a nice dinner, we dress up, it's fancy, we have a band in the corner, and they play Christmas music and jazz, and we have videos, and we honor people, and we recognize everyone's service, and we have such a good time. And that night, at the end of the night, you see, the staff does their very best job to make sure that the volunteers don't have to do anything. So by the end of the night, they're like, we pulled it off. It's awesome. They're like de-stressing. They're like, oh. And they're like, you know what? It's time to turn up. So the band stops playing Christmas music and starts playing some other stuff. And it wasn't the electric slide, but that didn't stop us. And you know how everybody is. They get their phone out. They start posting on Instagram. They start mentioning you. And all of a sudden, now you're seeing all these things of you doing stuff that you didn't even know you did. And I brought one of those with me today. Somebody posted this, and I asked them to send it to me. This was the staff turning up at the end of, look, there's Dom, Aaron Hines, worship leader, Pastor Morgan, Pastor Phil. Who we got there? Katrina, Courtney, Audrey. G, I saw G. G, you are busted, sir. D knows. D knows you can dance now, right? So here we are. We're all having a good time. But I was kind of tripping over myself, and there's a lot of dress here, so I was tripping over this dress as I was trying to move around. And so one of the worship leaders was trying to make me feel better, like, Pastor, you did such a good job. I'm like, don't lie in church. They're like, no, you did good. I said, no, I kept hearing that song in my head, pastor on the ground, looking like a fool with your pastor on the ground. And he's like, no, Pastor, if you would have fallen, you had enough good people around you, we would have never let you hit the ground. I was like, and you just preached a message. We are preaching. You see, when we're in life and we're thinking we're like that old lady in that commercial. You ever see that commercial, Weldon, online or city, where they go, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. That's what I was afraid that was going to happen to me. But in life, if we live with enough of the right people around us, we will never hit the ground. Come on, somebody. Go ahead. Let's hear you cheer. Well, then come on online. I want you hitting those hearts. Our city, come on. Bring it for real. Yeah. Proverbs 18, verse 24. It says, one who has unreliable friends. Unreliable friends. You got any unreliable friends? When they need you, they want you to be available right now. But when you need them, they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see that text, so I was sleeping. What, you were sleeping for 3 days? You know what I mean? Anybody know what I'm talking about? It says, one who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin. Well, let's ask about that. What does God say about your life? Does he say, I want to take you from one level down to another level, all the way to the basement until you can't climb out? Does God say in the Bible, I want to bring you to ruin? What does God say? God says, I want to take you from faith to faith, from level to level, from victory to victory, from blessing to blessing, and that it's a never-ending cycle. He says, I see what I have for you. It's to give you a future and a hope. He calls it an expected end. He knows where he wants to take us. Amen? So an unreliable friend is going to take us the opposite way that God has planned for us. But the scripture goes on to say, but there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I asked Pastor David. He doesn't like this term, and I said, but I want to preach this term. Can I preach it? And I told him what it was, and I said, call me, and I'll explain it to you. And he said, yeah, you can do it. I said, good, baby. And here's the term. I said, because you're my ride or die. In the past, he's like, no, I don't like ride or die. We're not prophesying death over anybody. We're ride or live. And I get the premise of that, except I'm his ride or die. You see, it's going to have to take him being 120 years old and going to heaven for anything to split me off from that man. Wherever he goes, I'm going. If he goes fast, I'm going fast. If he goes slow, I'm going slow. If he's going up, I'm going up. If he's going down, I'm going to help him up. But if he goes down, I'm not leaving him down, because unless he goes to heaven, he can't peel me off of him. I am his ride or die. Look at your neighbor and tell him, are you my ride or die? And tell him heaven ain't an option right now, so don't try and get out of it. Ride or die. Holding on to each other, holding each other accountable. Having the right kind of friends. That reminds me of Ruth 1. In Ruth 1, I preached it once upon a time. I called it lovers and leavers. I know, right? It sounds scandalous. It kind of is. You see, there's this mom, her name's Naomi, and she marries this guy named Elimelech. I just call him M because I have trouble saying his name. So Naomi marries M, and y'all know me, I nickname everybody. So they have two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. This time of year, I get to be thinking about Chilion. I'm like, yes, I want chili on tacos. I want chili on a burrito. I want chili on mac and cheese. I want chili on a hot dog. Anybody want chili on something right now? I read the Bible, and this is what I think about. So Mahlon and Chilion marry Orpah and Ruth. Well, Em goes to heaven. Daddy and the family is gone. There's Mama. She's a widow, but she's got her fam. Then Mahlon goes to heaven. She's like, what's going on? I got one left. Chilion goes to heaven, and she looks around, and there's no more men in the family. There's a famine in the land, and they can't produce food. And she's got these two girls. You see, the way it was back in these days is it wasn't just like, oh, my husband passed, and so now I'm going on. No, now they are part of that family. And so they're supposed to marry somebody only from that family. So if Naomi doesn't have any babies, here's what their future looks like. Naomi meets a man. Naomi marries a man. Naomi gets pregnant. You help change the diapers and raise that baby, and then you marry him. How many of you know that is way too Arkansas? No. I'm not going to change your diaper and marry you. That is just weird. So Naomi in verse 8 starts inviting them. She says, hey, y'all, just you can go. I release you from your obligation to this family. You can just go on. And they're like, no, we'll stay. You ever have those people in your life who told you they were going to be there, but like at the same time, they were like, no, I'll stay. And they're like texting their other friend, or they're on Facebook DMing, or they're doing some other, no, I got you. What you doing? Oh, nothing. I'll just be right with you. That was Orpah. And then so she tells him again, verse 11, no, y'all can really go return home. I don't have another son. I don't have a man. Y'all can go. Ruth is like, no, baby, you're my ride or die. Orpah's like, yeah, you're my ride or die. Yeah. It's all that, really. For real. I'm here. I am with you. I am your friend. I'm like by your side. You can count on me. When the chips are down, I'm going to eat the chips. Right? So then she tells him one more time, no, really, y'all can go. And Orpah's like, really? Like, seriously? Seriously. All right, babe, love you, peace. You know, just because somebody kisses you doesn't mean they love you. I didn't scratch my head because my head itched. Itched is a word. I didn't scratch my head because it itched. I scratched for a second to let you just let that soak in. Just because somebody kisses you, Weldon, just because somebody online, just because somebody says hashtag BFF, you're my bro, we're for real, we're boys, just because they say that, it doesn't mean they're that. Because even Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss. And then if we want to get into relationships for a minute, let's talk about what people want from you. You know, if relationships is all people wanting stuff from you, they want with you because you got a cool car. They want with you because you're a level above them at work. They want with you because you're friends with the boss or the pastor or whomever. They want with you because they want invited to that party or that circle of friends. They want with you because they want to go with you because you buy sometimes when it's lunch. They want to go with you. What do they want from you? Because that's not friendship. That's being used. Come on, somebody. You know, I'm not talking about y'all. I'm keeping y'all from being used by other people. Because what friendship is a two-way street. Friendship is I paid for you, and now you paid for me. Friendship is I need you, and now you need me. Friendship is I'll be there, oh, and now it's your turn to be there. Friendship is I've got a word for you, and now you got a word for me. Friendship is let's go turn up, and let's stay together when somebody needs to bring somebody chicken soup and prayer. Amen? Goes like this. But what happens is, you know what? Ree, can you come up here? You got a phone. You got a phone. Jalen, let's see. You guys got some phones? Come here. Come up here real quick. While they're coming up here, would y'all help me out? Would y'all stand up for a minute? Well, then I need you to stand up for a minute. If you're online, stand up for a minute. We're going to do something together, okay? We are going to do the electric slide. Because it started this whole message. And while they're coming up, we're going to do it together. Four steps right, four steps left, four steps back, rock, rock, turn. Ready? Here we go. On the count of three, you're going to go four steps right. I'm going to count it out. One, two, three, to your right. Two, three, four, to your left. Two, three, four, and back. Two, three, four, rock forward, back, and turn. Come on, y'all. You did a good job. Hey, and I got me a crew here. All right, you can be seated. So y'all got that electric slide? All right, hold on. I need to huddle with my crew. Y'all come here like a football team. We're going to huddle up for 1 second because they don't know this plan. Come here. So I'm going to tell them the plan real quick. You got this. All right. So you guys want to get around me? So we're just going to do the electric slide for y'all. Ready? Everybody get all around me. So this is us with our friends. We got these friends around us in life, right? And we just go through doing the dance of life. So you guys ready? So here we are. We're going to go right. Ready? One, two, three, go right. Two. Come on, bring your moves. Go left. Come on, ham it up. Go back. Whoa. Oh. Wait, I just. What? For real? What's that? He's still shooting. Y'all are going to see these on Instagram. You see, this is what happens when you have the wrong friends. Here I am down. And there's a reason that I'm down. And they don't care. Right? They're all into themselves. They're into what they got going on. They're into their family. They're into their job. They're into their career. They're into their promotion. They're into who can take them higher right now. They're into being seen. And here I am. And see, I fell down and they haven't even noticed yet. All right, would y'all help me up? Thank you. And just so you know, they did that on purpose. When I told her, you have to let me fall, she goes, oh! He said, we can't let nobody fall like this. See, that's our Faith Church family. That's how we think. But the problem is, everybody doesn't think that way. You see, what's going on is we all have layers in our life that other people can't see. You see, under this dress, I got this layer, and 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 they're long, and they're out here, and I start dancing, and you can't see it, but I start moving, and I start stepping on these layers of my life that you can't even see beneath the surface. And I start falling, and you got the wrong folks. Duck lips. And then it's a problem. Fake friends are like Monopoly money. You can't use them in the world. Thank you, guys. Did they do a great job? Give them a hand. They did an awesome, incredible job. You got to have the right friends. Everybody say the right friends. The level of your crew is the level you will cruise at in life. The level of your crew is the level you will cruise at in life. You see, in Luke 5, it talks about this guy. He had some layers in life that were a huge problem. He was a paralyzed man. He couldn't move on the outside. And you might be thinking today, well, then Spring, you might be thinking, oh, I'm not paralyzed. I don't have that kind of problem. Well, maybe not in your body, but so many of us are paralyzed relationally. Paralyzed in our career, paralyzed spiritually, paralyzed in our marriage. We're stuck. Everybody say stuck. Most everybody is stuck somewhere. So he's got these four friends around him, and he's stuck, and Jesus has come to town. And here's Jesus, and he's in this building, and this building is full of people, and it's full of Pharisees. It's full of the religious people. It's full of the proper. It's full of the dressed. It's full of the prayed up. It's full of the people who have their reserved seat at church. I mean, there's no name on it, but heaven forbid someone sit there. It's full of the people who want to park close, and they want to come in, and why did not someone open my door? You see, it was full of everybody who thought they had done everything right. And here there was this layered, paralyzed man who needed Jesus. But they had already gotten their spot. They didn't want to miss the message. They didn't want to make a way. He got there, and nobody let him through. Makes me wonder, are we changing lives? Are we making a way for people to get to Jesus? You see, I would help new people in the parking lot, except for my hands get cold, so I just can't. I would be a greeter, but it means I would be late to worship, and I need to get my worship on. I need to feel Jesus. And that worship team really isn't doing it for me. I'm not feeling God. Oh, sweetie. It's not about what the worship team does for you. It's what you do for you when you reach out to God. Well, I would make coffee and give people a reason to stand around and people connect with other people. But you see, I might get it on my clothes and that's my time to talk to my friends. So, you see, I'm using this accent so you don't think I'm talking about you. I would watch children so that a family could actually worship together. But see, I've raised my children. I don't need to raise anyone else's. Pharisaical. And here they are, getting their worship on, close to Jesus. And there's somebody who needs a healing. Friends, don't let friends go to hell. I know those conversations are uncomfortable. I know it's difficult finding a way to get into that conversation. I know they've turned you down about going to church. I know they said, don't talk to me about that anymore. But they don't know where they're headed. At Faith Church, we don't talk about hell a lot because we don't believe in scaring the hell out of people. But it is good to know what hell is. It is good to know what God saved us from. So let me draw a picture for you. If you've never studied it out, if you've never looked at it, hell is not a party. That is a lie that came straight from the pit of hell so that you would be good with going there. You see, hell is complete and utter darkness. We can't see. We can't see each other. We can't see other people. In hell, there's not communication. You can't talk to your mama. You can't talk to your friend. You can't talk to your granddad who went there. You can't talk to anybody else who's gone there. You have no communication with anyone ever again, and you can't see anyone ever again. And you know how you've heard how solitary confinement in prison makes people crazy? Yeah. Well, this is more serious than solitary confinement. You don't even see your own hand for eternity. But solitary confinement isn't a lake of fire. So you are literally on fire, burning in utter darkness without being able to communicate to anybody for all of eternity. And yet, well, you don't understand, Pastor. It's just too uncomfortable. Like, I want to take those postcards from the info desk and hand them out, but they don't really like that at my work. And here's Jesus preaching his heart out, waiting to heal, hoping that we'll bring them in from the highways and byways. But we're just not a good enough friend for the uncomfortable conversation. But not these guys, not these four guys. These four guys, they see the layers, they see the hurt, they see that he needs a healing, they see that he needs Jesus. They get there, they see that no one's helping, everybody's into themselves, but they're not stopping there. They said, if nobody else is going to help you, buddy, we got your back. We are your ride or die. We are going to make this happen. You're not leaving here until you receive your healing. I know you're scared, but it's okay to praise God for good friends. Come on, give him a hand clap of praise. You see, these four guys take a guy who's on a mat and he can't move, and they figure out how to climb up the outside of a building. They didn't think this was coming. They didn't bring a ladder. They get up there and they figure out how to raise him up without dropping him, and then they get on the roof. You know, Jesus heard him, but he never called it out. He just let them go to work. They didn't bring their jigsaw. They didn't bring their chainsaw. They saw the roof and they said, we don't have the tools, but we don't care if our hands get bloody. If our hands get a little bloody, that's okay, because Jesus bled. So they start ripping the roof off with their hands so that they could lower him and let him fall to the feet of Jesus. You know, sometimes our friends keep us from falling, and other times they help us fall at his feet. And they lowered him down, and Jesus looked at him and said, your sins are forgiven you. And that's not what the people expected, and the Pharisees are freaked because Jesus hasn't died yet. And they said, you can't forgive his sins. She said, really? What's harder, forgiving his sins or healing his body? Well, you see, they could see if he was healed on the outside. They just couldn't see if he was healed on the inside. So he said, all right, pick up your mat and walk. And the paralytic man stood up. I believe he didn't just stand up. He had to be like, wow, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know he partied. If I got healed of being paralyzed, I'd probably do this. You know he partied. You know he partied because Jesus healed him. And Jesus looked at them all, because he knew that we have to get healing on the inside. And once we get healed on the inside, it starts transferring to the outside. And when we were depressed, now we have peace. When we were sad, now we have joy. When we are sick, then we become well. We were financially depressed, and God blesses us and breaks us loose. We serve a God of the impossible, breaking every chain, loosing every problem. And I think right now would be a good time to praise him. Yes. 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 He's such a good God, amen? He is such a good God, and he wants to do so much for us. People can't be who they're called to be without community, without the right people around us. We're the sum total of the five people we hang out with the most. So who's in our crew? Who are we with? What kind of friends do we have? Let me ask you this question. What kind of friends do you want? Well, to answer that, I need to ask you this question. What kind of life do you want? Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpens iron. All that means is whoever you're around the most, they rub off on you. I was wearing this pair of jeans, this dark pair of jeans and a hoodie to work one day this week, and I went like this because I was cold, because did that weather just sneak up on any of y'all? It's like, snap, it's cold outside. And I did this, and I looked at my hands, and my hands looked like I was a Smurf. The blue from the pants was getting off on my hands. All day long, it was getting on me. It was getting on my hoodie. It was getting everywhere. I'm like, man, no, this is a problem. What I was close to was getting off on me. It's just like if you go home for Thanksgiving and you go south. You know, you're fine, you're normal when you leave, but when you come home, you go to work on Monday, you're like, hey, y'all, how you doing? Y'all just fixing to have the best day ever. Oh, sugar, you're so cute. Speaking of sugar, somebody give me some sweet tea. Bless your heart. When we get around, gets off on us. It's like when we're going out and you go to the restaurant and you got your plan. You open that menu and you're like, I'm having the toasted ravioli for an appetizer. I am having the baked lasagna for my meal. I am getting the French fries as a side. I can't get out of here without trying the calamari, and I am going to order the tiramisu for dessert. And you ready. You got the plan, and your friend orders first, and they're like, oh, I'm watching my figure. I'll have the baked fish. I'll splurge. I'll have broccoli. And you're like, yeah, I'll have the spaghetti with meatballs. And your whole plan goes out the window. Has that ever happened to you? Why? Because who we're around rubs off on us. So who are we hanging around? How do we find people to hang around? That's why I want to invite you to be a part of the iConnects. Here's the amazing thing about Faith Church. I'm so proud. We talked about this at the 9 o'clock service. We had all these iConnect booklets available. I don't know that they're going to have any by the end of this service because the 9 o'clock took so many, it took all that we had for the entire day. They got it. So what we've got out here is people with red shirts, with booklets that you can look at. Now here's your challenge. The enemy's trying to make it harder on you. I want to tell you that one more time. The enemy's trying to make it harder on you because the enemy's going to try and keep you from signing up for an iConnect today. Because here's the way God designed you. God designed you to have a hand down to that new person. Have a hand down to somebody who needs help. Have a hand down to that person who walks into Faith Church and says, hey, where do I buy a Bibla? It's like, hey, baby, the Bible in the bookstore. I'll take you right over there. We'll get you one. And I'm going to put you in my iConnect. I'm going to teach you how to say Bible. Right? But then we also have a hand up. We have a hand to our coach. We have a hand to our mentor. We have a hand to someone who's going to pray for us when we don't even know that we need to pray. We're going to have a hand to somebody who'll guide us spiritually. We're going to have a hand up to somebody who's going to get us to the next level. Amen? But to do that, we need iConnects. Weldon Spring, you have iConnect booklets. There are going to be people in the red shirts at Weldon. You get your booklet here. Look for the people in the red shirts. They're going to share a booklet with you, and then we're going to pass it on to the next person. The temptation is going to be, oh, I'll slip it in my purse, or I don't have time today, or I don't want to wait to look at the book. You can also get online right now and go to faithchurch.com/iConnects, be perusing the groups, because who you have around you, five people. Well, there's the paralytic man and the four crazy friends. Isn't it funny that we say that the right size of a small group is the number of people that will fit around a table? It's because God knows you need those few friends around you who are going to help take you where God wants you to go. If you aren't where you want to go yet, you need to get the right people in your life. Come on, somebody. So here's your challenge. You look at the book before you leave. You pick what day of the week you want to meet. You pick what part of town you want to meet. We got Panera. We got the bowling alley. We got Faith Church. We got Starbucks. We're everywhere. You pick what day, what part of town, and what group is you. We got a soccer group. We got a study group. We got a reading group. We got a sewing group. We got all kinds. We got an eating group. Saturday night. That's me. Eating group after church. Love that. So they have all of these groups that do different things. So you can't say it's not my time because you're going to say, well, I'm really busy in this season. That's exactly what the enemy wants you to think. Well, you see, but it's the holidays. That's exactly what the enemy wants you to think. Well, because the groups, they started this past week. You're in on the front thing. Well, I'll look when I get home. No, you won't. You'll forget. I'll sign up next week. We're not talking about it next week. Well, I forgot next week, so I'm too far in the session. I'll wait till next session. You're going to miss the Sunday of the next session. Well, then I'll wait till the next session. The enemy is trying to delay your blessing. We don't get commission for getting people in small groups. I know you go to a big church. You go to a big church. There's 7,500 people that will worship with us this weekend. But we divide it over so many campuses and so many services. We take a big church and we start making it bite size. And we make the bites even smaller when you get into a small group, when you get with your ride or die. I was meeting with a guy last night just after church, met him in the lobby, and he said, I met this guy years ago in a small group. My old church, and everything kind of fell apart at the church and whatever, but I kept my best friend. We're still best friends today. And then we found God and got into Faith Church, and we were so connected, but I never got in a small group again because everything got wonky back at my old church. And after tonight, I knew that God had another best friend for me, and not just for me, somebody I was going to be a best friend to. I know God has this connection for me, and it's been delayed because I've never gotten into it. What small groups mean to us is we have them around here. It means we got to open the doors earlier. We got to lock the doors later. We got to turn the lights off and on. We got to clean the building more. It means work for us. And we have never been so excited about working for you. At Faith Church, people connect. Come on. Families grow, Weldon, and lives are changed. Online, we have connect groups too. So as you exit the building, or as you exit the auditorium, there'll be people in red shirts. Look for them. Sign up before you leave. Turn to your neighbor. Tell them, sign up before you leave. God's wanting to take you somewhere. God never put stuff like this on my heart. This isn't a message. This is a movement. This is not a movement for the church. This is a movement for your life. This is going from faith to faith, from level to level, from victory to victory. And if you're online right now, you need to open another window and be Googling faithchurch.com/iConnect and get in those online iConnect groups. We have iConnect groups that meet here and they still Zoom in Florida, and people from the Florida campus are here. People from Dallas are here. People from all over, they're in the same iConnect group. If you travel for a living, you can Zoom into your group. There's no reason not to get connected with who God called you to. And I want to pray with you right now. If you've been believing God for friends, if you've been believing God to help you be a friend, if you've been believing God for a mentor, for a coach, for somebody to speak into you, or you know that's in you and you've been wanting to pour it out, if you've been experiencing trouble in relationships and you want God to guide your relationships, all campuses, would you join me in the international sign of surrender? Father God, we just submit ourselves to you right now. God, we know you have divine connections of people we will swear we've never seen before but have been sitting two rows away from us. Connections that you want us to make so we can be stronger in Christ and stronger in life, stronger in blessing, stronger in health. God, right now, we open up our eyes of understanding and we obey you to connect with those people around us, to be a good friend and receive good friendship in our life. Father God, I declare that hearts that have been hurt are being healed so that we're open to loving others like you have loved us. We're not going to love people on the outside and let them go to hell. We're going to love people and we're going to draw them into you and bring them to you for healing. We're not going to hold people outside. We're going to serve them on the inside. We are no longer going to let opportunity pass us by. For today we declare chains are broken and our breakthrough has come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. You can give God a hand clap of praise.
We're glad you joined us today. We know God is doing so much in and through your life, and we want to hear about it. If you take a moment and send us an email and tell us your story at yournewfriend@faithchurch.com. Also, if you'd like to support and partner with this ministry, we'd love for you to go to faithchurch.com/give and simply select the best giving option for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoyed today's message.